But my mom was diagnosed with fibroid tumors, and during a service, my Aunt Teresa got a prayer cloth prayed over and anointed for my mom before her next OBGYN appointment to take the next steps into a complete hysterectomy because of the fibroid tumors. And at that follow-up appointment, my mom, her OB did all of the testing, and he kind of asked her, he was like, you know, are you okay if I go get someone else to come in here and just help me with this examination? And mom was like, yeah, you know, sure, that's fine. Of course, all the wheels start turning of, okay, what's happening? What's going on? And the doctor went and got another OB to come into the office, and he examined my mom as well. And then my mom's primary doctor revealed that she had no fibroid tumors whatsoever. Wow. Wow. She had been completely healed of fibroid tumors.
That's incredible.
I was able to be raised in church. You know, I slept up under the pews of the church. I know my husband wasn't necessarily able to do that, but I was. I kept my teeth on the pew. Like, we never missed a service from the moment that my mom gave birth to me up to now, and I'm almost 30 years old. And unless we were on vacation or sick or there was, you know, some type of emergency, I've never missed a service. My dad has always been heavily involved in drugs and alcohol. And I would say probably around the age of 5, my mom presented him with an ultimatum. And she told him that either it was the drugs and the alcohol or it was us. And unfortunately, he chose the drugs and the alcohol. He was not willing to give that up. And so my mom made one of the biggest sacrifices that I think she's ever made by choosing to leave someone that she loved because she did not want me to be raised in that kind of environment. You know, but as a child of a single mom, I felt that my dad wasn't present like any child would. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a gap in our family. Our family is what would be classified as dysfunctional because it wasn't the nuclear godly family that was destined for us, that was designed for us, that God intended for all of us to be able to have. That's not what I had growing up. And I had just gotten out of a serious relationship, and I was really unpacking a lot of these daddy issues. And so I was pretty much like, you know what? I'm not going to date. You know, Lord, if I don't get married at all, that's fine. Like, I'm totally okay with that. Like, if it's just you and me forever, that's okay. Because I had begun to discover that my identity was not in my daddy issues. My identity was not in getting married and expecting someone to fix those issues, but my identity was found in Christ.
Right.
And when I was established in that, then the Lord sent my husband my way. And so I would say to the person that's maybe an outsider and you see people in church and you think that they've got it all together, they haven't, you know, experienced pain, or maybe because they're in church, they don't experience pain. Let me just be the first to tell you that it couldn't be any further from the truth.